with Ali C.
Happy Valentine's Day, or what's left of it, America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies we're so fond of. Hope you had a red hot date, perhaps, or at least got some flowers, candy, or even a card or two. We've got Valentine's for politicians coming up a little bit later this hour. Also, we're going to go to the West Coast and talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohet, about Whitney Houston and her film, The Bodyguard. That was certainly a movie that was rented again and again and again. One of the top rentals when it comes to Whitney Houston, anyway. Remember, she wasn't just a singer. She definitely dabbled in acting. The Preacher's Wife and The Bodyguard, probably her two most famous movies, anyway. So we'll chat with him. But before we get there and dive into all of that stuff, a couple of interesting things have happened. Yes, it's Valentine's Day and we're ushering it out once again. Maybe this was a sweetheart deal, maybe it wasn't, but there is a tentative deal that seems to have been reached on the payroll tax cut and jobless money and also Medicare dough as well. So how about that? Maybe everybody had to hurry and skedaddle and get out of the Capitol and they didn't want to burn the midnight oil. Kind of surprising because it seemed like there would be a little more grandstanding on this and maybe another Band-Aid or two, but bipartisan negotiations actually went on. They hammered out what seems to be something that will be fluid. I'm cautious because you know how they roll in Washington. So this doc fix, is aimed at keeping Medicare doctors from being slammed with drastic reductions in the money that they get, the reimbursement rate, which any of you, if you've ever gone that route, any of the older folks listening to the show, you know that what happens is a lot of these doctors say, okay, I've done pretty good in my career, and now they're strangling me, and this isn't worth it anymore with what's happening in healthcare and certainly what's happening in Medicare and whatnot, the changes there. So that's a positive thing in one sense. Maybe some good doctors will stay on for at least a little bit longer. But what does it all mean? They're looking at ways to do something with the federal retirement benefits and some provisions there because this is about money and finding that the money, certainly for when it comes to unemployment, for one, from 99 weeks to 63 weeks in most states, are actually going to change that because they have gotten so high. And when it comes to the tax extension, what they're looking at is that a 2 percentage point Social Security tax be cut to be paid for in any extension. And it seems like the Democrats, this was the Republicans' proposal, and this is a big turnaround from that insistence that they had initially. So it sounds like they're going to go along with another $100 billion tax cut extension, period. Harry Reid says that he expects to approve the plan. House Speaker John Boehner says he could convince enough members of his party, the Republicans, to go along with it, and maybe they've got a deal. The deal, however, is, are you going to be satisfied with the decision to have a 10-month payroll tax cut without anything being offset whatsoever? So here we go. Get out the shovel again, and we're digging in deep. Is this the way to focus on the bigger issues? Is this the direction we should be headed? I mean, if we extend unemployment benefits and then this doctor fix, which I think the doctor fix, there's a lot of trouble there. That's been a huge problem and an anchor or a noose around all of our necks for a while. I mean, that's still up in the air, too, and so are the unemployment benefits. So that's not done by any stretch of the imagination. If they include that in there, we're raising the amount of money, too. So you've got 160 million Americans or so who are going to get more money in their paycheck that they've been getting, basically, that you might not have noticed, might have noticed. Certainly you noticed when it was pointed out anyway, right? But it doesn't look like anything is going to mess this up. I mean, look, we got the budget already that arrived with a thud, the 2013 budget, where we're looking at crazy, crazy amounts of deficits. And, you know, what are we going to see over the next decade? 6.6 trillion? Are we going to see that increase? 6.6 trillion? Start to do the math. I said this. I don't think it's beyond a stretch of the imagination that I will someday open this microphone and I'll say, guess what? 20 trillion. That's the deficit. 20 trillion. I mean, look, it's ridiculous. So I think there had to be a deal made, but is it a deal with the devil? Or the devil is in the details of this whole thing, because how much deeper do we get in? That's never clear. And it really wasn't spelled out in this bipartisan sweetheart agreement if it goes through. So how do you pay for it? I mean, how is that going to be paid for? I can use all kinds of analogies, but because I know you're listening, maybe you had a glass of champagne, or maybe you just had too much iced tea at dinner with whoever you went to dinner with. But you got to think about it this way. We all know this. I mean, you have good credit. You get lots of credit card offers. But when you have those credit card offers, if you continue to sign up for credit cards, you're like that person who opens their wallet and what comes tumbling out at the end? Too many cards. They don't even know what their limits are. They don't know what the APR is. And this is where we've gotten in Washington. There is no limit. There seems to be no limit to what's, how far the lengths will go to dig into a pile of money that we just don't have. So the Republicans cut a deal. They sell out to the people who ultimately elected them to cut government spending. This means John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, twice has had a massive compromise. I don't know what happened in that golf game with Obama at the end of last year, but suddenly he's compromised twice and changed his tune. So really probably the big winner is the Democrats, because it looks like the Republicans have just retreated on the payroll tax issue, period. They've thrown up the white flag. And in the end, it might be a little extra money in your paycheck, but how much will it cost us down the line? How much will the cuts really actually hang over our head? That's the key. If we're going to fix the economy, then they have got to fix the economy now. They have to do it now and stop giving in. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense, and it might make more sense to you. Who in the end is getting jammed up on this? I'm going to throw out the numbers. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things, too. We got odds and ends in the mix coming up around the bend. 800-259-5791. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It up here in odds and ends. As I said, good for the heart or bad for the heart? That's the question. Get the play on Valentine's Day. Payroll tax cut. It looks like there's a tentative deal, but at what price do we ultimately pay for this for a mere pennies if you think about it? Look, I'm willing to toss in my $20 or whatever it is a check. That's what Obama keeps saying. Whatever it is to each person, it depends on how much you make. But I'm willing to toss that in, realizing that in the end, I'm going to pay so much more. Now, you can get to us a couple of different ways. Of course, the digits are 800-259-5791. You can hit us up on the website, americatonight.net. And you can also get to us through the miracle of Pal Talk, the chat. You can see me. I'm not wearing red. How did I miss that? I've got purple on instead. So if you are on the website, you'll see me in my plush studio at the satellite facility. Of course, the mothership is really the plush ship, and that's in Minneapolis. But a lot of you are commenting on what I just talked about to open up the show, because the payroll tax extension, we've been talking about it just too much. Ad nauseum is a great word. It's ad nauseum. I would rather have tabled this thing a long time ago. Forget it. If we're going to pass around the band-aids, then let's just pass around the band-aids and be honest about it. Highlight has this to say. It's okay. All the doctors with suspended licenses will be happy to take Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, so true. Lots of zeros. Wait till we get to a zillion. Yeah. And that's the problem. Too many. It's like live coverage says, if you have too many credit cards, that lowers your credit rating. So true. And this is what happens. We know individually we can get caught up in this. As a nation, we are certainly caught up in it, because who is dangling the money over our head? Who holds our debt right there? with their digits. Yes, it would be China. Oh, of course, China does. It's interesting because, speaking of China, I'm going to sidebar for a quick minute here. The administration talked about China today. We're going to talk about that in another hour on the show. But the president told the Chinese leader in waiting that Beijing has to play by the same trade rules as everybody else, all the other world powers. And he says he's going to keep pressing China to clean up its human rights record. So this is unique because really we've been doing this ballet where we're dancing around China a little bit. And at the White House, he welcomed what he's calling a peaceful rise, but is saying that there still could be friction problems with this growing economy and this military rivalry between the two countries. Oh, except for somebody forgot to tell Barack Obama that we just slashed the crap out of our military budget. In fact, Leon Panetta stays awake at night taking a pencil, going line by line himself, trying to figure out what he's actually going to have to cut out. So I would say that China is pretty much surpassing us with military strength pretty soon. And certainly, financially, they're doing that. Financially, they're killing us. They're starting to clobber us, and especially with what they're doing with the yuan, how they're deflating their currency. That is a big, big problem. So a little bit of a tougher tone from the prez on China. Could be it's an election year. And he's looking for some leverage, not so much with China, but with the people who could reelect this president, because he realizes a lot of people are sick of what's happening, that it's a one-way street. It's become a one-way street, and of course it's a one-way street, because we don't have the carrot that they have. Although, to be fair, in checking all of the numbers, because I love this stuff, in checking all the numbers, we do benefit a little bit from our exporting of goods to China, although mostly it's the reverse way. Not completely. Mostly it's the reverse way, however. A big chunk of what's happening in another part of the world, because I say it's all about what affects us ultimately. And it's not the things that are in front of our nose always. It's the things that sometimes are far, far away, like dealing with China. And what are we making in America? What are we not making in America? Ultimately, what's happening? People are buying things that are poorly made versus quality. But that's a whole other story. We do a Made in America segment every week here on America Tonight. That's coming up later this week. The big story, one of the big stories, has to be what we've seen coming out of Syria. You know, I think these pictures, this video, is, and I've been logging this stuff, I think this is worse than what we saw coming out of Libya. This is worse in many ways than what we saw coming out of Egypt. So what's happening now? The Syrian government launches an attack, basically, on the city of Hamas. On Wednesday, they fired on neighborhoods from armored tanks, and anti-aircraft guns were exploding all over the place. And, you know, they shelled, basically, Sunni Muslim neighborhoods, too. I mean, it was a bloodbath. So they attack Hama, and ignore all of this. I think I said Hamas. No, it wasn't Hamas. They had attacked Hama. So they ignore all this pressure. I don't care about the UN. You can keep your souvenirs and your flags in New York City and all your bravado. We don't care. We are going to roll through the streets in tanks, and we're going to blow people away, and you can't do anything about it unless you decide that you're going to step in here and really get involved. So Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, was bombarded, if you will, with questions about Syria. What about, are we going to see some kind of a regime change? What is the political solution to all of this? And it's the thing that we keep hearing. Well, they want democracy. Do you really think in Syria they're going to get democracy? Are they going to get that in Egypt? Are they going to get that in Libya, Tunisia, and now Syria? You think so? But here's Jay Carney.
We will, you can be sure, continue to work very hard to try to bring about the transition to democracy that the Syrian people so clearly want and deserve. There is a political solution to be had here, and it is imperative that every nation that considers itself a friend of the Syrian people act on the Syrian people's behalf. History will not forget what he has done in these past months, and certainly the Syrian people will never forget it.
All right, so that riddle is not going to be solved anytime soon. I think it's going to get worse, and the photos and the video and all that stuff coming out is going to get worse. Since we're in that part of the world for a second, what do you make of this, if anything? Oliver Stone's son, Sean Stone, decided, you know what, I'm going to convert to Islam, and he did that in Iran. You know, when you're Oliver Stone's son, it's pretty tough for that to go unnoticed, go under the wire. And he adopted a new name. His new name is Ali. He became a Shiite Muslim to make it official. And he's supposedly making a documentary in that country. This is Iran we're talking about. Iran, which right now, the boats, the submarines are shadowing our giant aircraft carrier. There's this standoff, massive tension in the Strait of Hormuz. To give you the lowdown on this, Stone's father is Jewish. His mother is Christian. The Tehran Times, because they love this, they say in order to convert, you have to recite you have to do the Islamic profession of faith and believe it in order to convert. And you know what it is? Because of this story, I read it. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. That's what they have to believe that you believe that. And so he's got a new name. But here's the question, whatever you make of it. Is he on a watch list, do you think? Do you think they put him on the watch list, or do you think he's already out there? I'd say he's probably on that watch list right now. He's in Iran making a documentary at this point. How about that? Are they going to really expose what's happening in that nation? That's what I would also ask. And where's it going to be shown? So what are we going to see with this documentary, especially if he converted? Remember what happened when the people were screaming out for democracy and suddenly many of them disappeared? Do you think there are going to be any questions about that in this film? Wow. Kind of strange, I'm just saying. All right, speaking of movies, we're going to the movies next. As we head to Hollywood for our conversation with Stephen Showhead, stay with us.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And popular songs sung by Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. You could hear that song. It was part of the soundtrack for The Bodyguard. Each every week, we go to Hollywood to speak with a true insider, Stephen Shohat. He's written a fabulous book called Hollywood Story, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm much better. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Boy, I'll tell you what, Valentine's Day, that song, she, you know, everybody was celebrating Adele, this singer from the UK. She got so many Grammys, 6 Grammys, and she's got a terrific voice. But before that, there was a Whitney Houston, and she really did nail it when it came, I think, to love songs in her day. And part of, and you just heard that song, that was a big number from The Bodyguard, wasn't it?
Right, and you know, it's interesting, it wasn't really totally written to be a love song, more like a breakup of a friendship song between Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, who was her mentor and her longtime partner, and she was not wanting to be working on his TV show anymore, or her TV show that he was producing, and so she was writing it to him for their breakup situation, and it became a big hit for her. And the Bodyguard itself, the movie, had quite a long history. It was actually Lawrence Kasdan who wrote The Bodyguard back in 1976, and originally it was going to star Steve McQueen and Diana Ross, and they had a disagreement over billing. Steve McQueen would just never give up top billing to anybody, which, by the way, a side note, that's a big reason why Robert Redford became a big star, because Steve McQueen and Paul Newman couldn't agree who would get top billing in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So Steve McQueen ended up dropping out of the project, and they ended up picking the lesser-known Robert Redford, and, the rest is pretty much history. That really helped him break through. But anyway, Lawrence Kasdan, he became good friends with Kevin Costner, and Kevin Costner, when he was in the movie Silverado, he found out about The Bodyguard and really wanted to do it. And at that time, he had no star power. But, the years went on, and of course we talked about on the show earlier, Raging Bull and then Field of Dreams and Dances with Wolves, and Kevin Costner became a tremendous star and able to do pretty much anything that he wanted to do. Now the problem Kevin Costner had was that his wife Cindy was not very happy about him doing, a leading man doing sexy scenes. It really didn't appeal to her. In fact, he told a friend at the time, "I have to stop doing this, otherwise my marriage is going to end up kaput," which actually happened. And Kevin Costner decided that he wanted Whitney Houston in the movie The Bodyguard. And at the time, she was just getting together with Bobby Brown. She wanted to act in the movie, but she kept turning things down. And then Kevin Costner said, "What I really want you to be in the movie, I'll do anything to have you in the movie." And she felt very, very comfortable with him. And he actually got them to wait Warner Brothers to wait a year before she consented to do it. They wanted to do it with somebody else, but he got to the point where he was Whitney Houston or nobody.
Wow, how about that? And that movie, I don't know, I can't remember if it was big. Was it a big box office smash?
It was huge. It was huge. The thing was, when it came out, Kevin Costner at that time, again, had enormous power and basically kicked the director, Mick Jackson, out of the editing room and cut out a lot of the movie. Now, a lot of people were saying the stuff that he cut out was Whitney Houston's scenes because she couldn't hack it. And as a matter of fact, she was nominated for a Razzie for that movie. In fact, she won the Razzie. But Kevin Costner said that absolutely wasn't true. He was always very gallant and said she did a wonderful job. He said that some of the love scenes went on too long. But even though a lot of critics didn't like the movie and they didn't like the chemistry between them, it made $420 million around the world. It was a huge movie, and obviously I Will Always Love You was a tremendous hit for Whitney Houston, even though some of her people didn't want her to do it because it was considered a country song since Dolly Parton had done it. But there was a fallout to it. I mean, Whitney Houston was doing some drugs before that movie, but she confessed afterwards the drugs got heavy because it was very tough for Bobby Brown to handle, that her fame just reached this enormous level that he felt he couldn't compete with, and she tried to downplay being Mrs. Whitney Houston at the time and started referring to herself as Mrs. Brown. And Kevin Costner, his marriage went kaput too. So there was definitely, even though it was a tremendous success for both of them, it was definitely, there were definitely some downsides to it in their personal lives. But Kevin Costner, one thing about him, he's always been very high on Whitney Houston and always said that she gave a wonderful performance and always said he never wanted anybody else to do that film.
Yeah, good for him. And that soundtrack was one of the best-selling soundtracks of all times, too. I knew that.
Yeah. Well, it did. I mean, it was her biggest song, and of course, Jennifer Hudson, in the tribute to her, sang that song the other night at the Grammys.
Yeah, it made sense. She made a couple of other movies, The Preacher's Wife, and Waiting to Exhale was kind of one of those sleeper movies that women still rent, especially. And it was a group of women. There were some very famous women in that movie that worked with Whitney Houston. That had some buzz.
Yeah, right. Those movies weren't as successful as The Bodyguard were. But with Waiting to Exhale, I think Whitney was looking forward to playing a character that wasn't a singer, but then she got into the situation where Babyface was producing the soundtrack and sort of pushed Whitney into doing a couple of songs, and she was pretty cooperative, although I don't think she really wanted to do it. And then, of course, The Preacher's Wife, that's actually a remake of an old movie with Cary Grant and Loretta Young, which was called The Bishop's Wife. It just, for whatever reason, even though, obviously it had a tremendous actor in it, Denzel Washington, it just was not a big hit at the box office. So I think Whitney said, she didn't really want to be a movie star. She wanted to act a little bit. And she complained about acting to a certain degree because, a lot of singers, it's a whole different thing when you're acting, because when you're singing in the studio and you're in the position of a Whitney Houston, you pretty much have complete control, and then all of a sudden you become a cog in the wheel, and it's different. I mean, Madonna talked about having difficulty making that transition when she was in Desperately Seeking Susan. So the hours are different. I mean, you have to, be looking your best all the time at the very, very early in the morning, and Whitney did say that it was quite hard. One of the things, when they made The Bodyguard, she offered to go to acting school, but Kevin Costner turned her down. He wanted her to be her. But whatever the critics thought about that movie, it was an absolute smash.
Yeah, I agree. And you're there in Los Angeles, and everybody still is talking about it. Now, her body has been flown back to New Jersey. The coroner in L.A. is doing the toxicology reports, waiting for that 6 to 8 weeks. But when something like this happens in Beverly Hills, people are still talking about it, aren't they?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised that they're talking about possible charges against the doctor. I just kind of expected that to happen. I think something like this almost lends itself to a scandal, and that might be very unfortunate for the people involved in it, because there's so much buzz about it that I'm not saying something didn't happen, but I'm also saying everybody's looking for something.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about it, and it's just one of the things that I think really goes with the territory. We're just here in Los Angeles, we're just kind of a sensational place, and it happened. Her death happened at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and that's been the scene of other tragedies too. There was Albert Brooks' father, coincidentally, died there I think it was 1956. It was a Friars Club. He had just done a comedic roast of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, and then walked off stage and collapsed and died. And it was a shocking thing back in the 50s. And now here's another tragic event happening at the Beverly Hilton. So anyway, I'm sure there's going to be fallout. And I think people are going to be thinking twice about being personal physicians to stars that have
problems. Yeah, I agree with you.
Problems.
Yeah, I agree with you. Stephen Show had always great stuff. Hollywood stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Stephen.
You got it.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey,
all right, I promised some political Valentines, and since really Valentine's is over in some areas, but, you know, there's always carryover. There's the day before Valentine's Day and the day after Valentine's Day. I mean, I'm a married woman. I got my flowers the day before. Then I got dinner the day of, and I'm not sure if it carries over to the next day. I hope that all of you had a happy one, whatever you did, even if you didn't have a significant other. Maybe you went and got yourself a big old candy bar or some cheap chocolates. That's the thing. The day after Valentine's Day, they got to get rid of those flowers and the chocolates, especially if they have the whole Valentine thing, the theme, so you can get some pretty good deals out there. So as we continue down the thorny path here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let me offer up a few political Valentines that you might enjoy. How about this? Mitt Romney sent out some Valentines this very day, saying roses are red, violets are blue. Mitt's your man because he can take a stand. I think that's clever.
Ha, 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 ha.
I tried. I'm just saying I tried, okay? Rick Santorum. Hello, America. My name is Rick, and I know once you hear my message, it will stick. Come on, I'd have a great career helping these people get elected, writing their stuff for them. How about Newt? I can debate. I'm not second rate. A vote for Newt won't make you scoot. All right, and this is my favorite one of all. Ron Paul. I love the government, but it's too big. So come on, give me a shovel and let's dig. I'm going to send that one to Ron Paul. I do like the fact that he rails on the government and that it's too big. He has to be just choking over this whole payroll tax extension. We talked about that at the beginning of the show and the fact that it looks like there's a compromise. But what is a compromise? I almost made up a song. What does a compromise mean in the end? You see, it's that thing. When do you have to pay it off? You know what I mean? I don't like that. It's like I used a credit card analogy in the beginning of the show, but I'm going to give you a different analogy. It's kind of like layaway. I never was a layaway person, but I can understand why department stores and why all kinds of stores offered layaways. I think even Kmart or Walmart or Best Buy or someone did that, and they made commercials this Christmas season that you could go and do the layaway plan. And I don't like what layaway because to me, it just is the obvious thing. You're going to have to pay. So you're putting something away, but you're going to have to pay for it in the end. And sometimes you actually pay for it in the end because you pay more money. So you're actually incurring more cost. And that's what's happening with this payroll tax extension. But when somebody puts it in blunt terms, ooh, you know, gas is going up. It's almost $4 a gallon. We're all going to get hysterical and start walking like that fabulous person in Denver suggested that we should all just walk. Wouldn't it be great? We'll all be totally skinny. We'll all be out of breath, but we don't have to worry about gas or cars or any of that kind of stuff. So, but here's the thing. Ultimately, the $40 or whatever you get, you're going to end up paying probably triple that. Because never forget, who's paying for all this? We're the taxpayers. For goodness sake, we're the ones who are paying for it. We supposedly have a vote in all of this, and the vote that we have is through the congressperson or the senator that represents you. Because we've got representatives that we elect, and then they vote accordingly to what they think is best for your area. And I have to think that as we keep putting off the pain too much, we're going to end up paying triple. And here's the thing. I'd rather pay now when I'm younger than pay more when I'm older. What happens? What happens when you're older? Then you're stuck with the higher amount. Then you're stuck asking the tough questions. Wow, $20 trillion. Of a deficit, and we just can't afford it. Why did we do that? Why did we keep going down that path? Why didn't we cut it off? Remember, the president said he said a year after he was elected, listen, when we get to the end of my first term, I'm going to cut that deficit in half. I'm going to do it. I'm going to cut that deficit in half. It's really tough when you make those kind of promises because it's easy to go through the archives and find them and say, well, no, you didn't even come close to doing that. In fact, you added more on top of it. So the more we keep adding, the bigger hole we get in, like Ron Paul's Valentine, the bigger it gets, the more we got to get a shovel and we got to dig and dig and dig. And we're going to pay for it in the end. And we're going to pay, a lot of us are going to pay for it when we're older. And if you're really younger, I mean really young, you're like 19 and you're listening to this show, bravo that you're listening. If you're 19, you get into your years where you think, oh, I'm making it, everything's turning my way, I'm in my 30s, I'm getting that family going, and then you're going to get slapped with it. So we're all going to pay the price wherever we are in our life when we have to dig out of a $20 trillion deficit. that's where we're headed. I cannot believe the number that we're talking about now. And the answer always is from Washington, well, we have to do this. We're stuck. We have to raise the debt ceiling. We can't do that. The banks were too big to fail in 2008. We're going to have to ease the housing problem because we got to turn around some of these people who are underwater in houses if we can do that, because that will ease our burden. So we're going to have to lay out some money. But it'll be better in the end. We keep hearing that. It'll be better in the end. It's like everybody in Washington is trying to sell us crappy swampland in Florida that doesn't exist. And we're just not buying the fairy tale. The thing I'm most proud of are the people that listen to the show, that send these clever emails, that call, that hit us up on the chat, is that you all get it, no matter where you fall, no matter what demographic you are, whether you're a single white man in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you're getting this, that this is your world. We live in a democracy. We got a fabulous country, and we don't want to see it go down the tube, so we can't keep throwing this money away. We can't keep doing that. That's the problem with the payroll tax cuts, is we don't get the answer. How are we paying for this in the end? So we negotiate this tentative deal, but who's paying for this? How are we paying for this? Oh, it's better to just let the 10 months go because, geez, we're in an election year. Let's get this off our plate and just move ahead. Let's just full speed ahead, and we're going to have to make up for it in the end. We'll find ways to make up for it. We'll find ways to do it. Uh-huh. All right, one last thing. I'm going to end on one last note here. An interesting story that I saw heading right before I cracked open the mic for this hour is that the administration is looking at a couple of different options for new cuts to our nukes, including a reduction of up to 80% in the number of weapons that would ultimately be deployed. So they're talking about a historic disarmament movement if they do that. Remember, in 2009, now this is something the president said, is that he would eliminate nuclear weapons. He would pursue, he didn't say he'd eliminate, so he would pursue the elimination of nuclear weapons. So this would be something that, you know, he's full speed ahead on this. How do you feel about 80% cut of our nuclear arsenal? Just think about it for a minute. I mean, I'm all into peace and love and no war. That's great. But is it realistic when you look at how other countries are amping up how they're ramping up and what's happening in Iran, what's going on there with the uranium enrichment, what's happening in China with their military? I'm just saying, how much do you want to give up? Think about it and send me a note, americatonight.net.